Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart in Paso Robles is having a huge sale now through Labor Day Monday, September 7th. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Buy a mattress over $16.99 and get a free adjustable base. Recliners for as low as $3.99. And don't miss the hot dogs and hamburgers on Labor Day. Ricky's open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center in Paso Robles.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Novak Djokovic, battling illness, lost his first rounder at the U.S. Open in five sets. Pato O'Ward won both IndyCar races in Wisconsin. Alex Palou clinched the season title, fifth of his career. The WNBA is now on a break for the upcoming FIBA World Cup in Berlin. The late game Sunday went to Dallas over Connecticut, 97-71. Earlier, Atlanta beat Minnesota. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA's Tour Championship by three strokes over Victor Hovland. Defensive tackle Aaron Donald officially returned to the Rams after 2 years of retirement. Wide receiver Odell Beckham made the Giants roster. The Titans waived quarterback Will Levis. In the Sunday night ball game in Chicago, the Reds beat the Cubs 7-5. Rookie Sal Stewart with his 31st homer. He has 105 RBIs. Pete Crow Armstrong, two home runs in defeat. Philadelphia sent the Angels to a seventh straight loss. Atlanta won at seventh straight.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 31st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Plaskett Fire grows to 15,000 acres with evacuation warnings in San Luis Obispo County. New bridge at Creston Road opens 1 week ahead of schedule. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Plaskett Fire in Monterey County has reached over 15,000 acres and is at 1% containment. Evacuation warnings continue to pile up, with three extending into San Luis Obispo County near the California Coastal National Monument. Warnings are for zones SLC 1, 2, and 3. CAL FIRE's website says, quote, those who require additional time to evacuate and those with pets and livestock should leave now. CAL FIRE's update says the largest growth to the Plaskett Fire is on the eastern side toward Fort Hunter Liggett and to the south near Los Barros Road. A 40-mile stretch of Highway 1 is currently closed south of Little Sur River to just north of the San Luis Obispo County line. There is no estimated reopening time for the highway. CAL FIRE says that heavy vegetation and limited fire history in the area continue to drive active fire behavior. Fort Hunter Liggett has released its own statements on the Plaskett Fire, saying they are continuing with interagency operations in supporting the U.S. Forest Service and providing personnel, heavy equipment, and a space for a base camp. There remains no direct danger to those working at or living at Fort Hunter Liggett. According to a release, and the installation remains secure and fully operational. FHL Safety Advisory says that all public roads through the training areas and around the area remain closed, and access is strictly prohibited. New bridge at Creston Road opens 1 week ahead of schedule. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. County Public Works announced that the new bridge on Creston Road in Quail Creek has opened a week ahead of schedule. The bridge was closed for construction on June 1st, as it experienced significant structural damage during the 2023 winter storms. Temporary work was completed at the time to reopen the bridge, but the most recent work replaced the 85-year-old damaged bridge with a new concrete bridge. Detour and road closure signs will be removed and traffic patterns will return to normal. However, some contractors may continue to work on the shoulders of the road to finalize the project. Motorists are encouraged to drive with caution. CAL FIRE has scheduled a series of prescribed burns in partnership with numerous agencies at the Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve this week. The burning is planned to start today and end Sunday, September 6th, weather permitting. The operation is designed to promote regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that benefit from fire and reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation. The trial for Gaya Powell, a former candidate for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder, begins today. Powell is charged with 9 counts of election and voter fraud related to issues regarding her residency in Arroyo Grande for her mayoral campaigns. In order to qualify for mayor, candidates must live within the city. And the DA's office alleges Powell lived at an address outside city limits and registered to vote and run for a different condo inside city limits. Other charges allege she failed to properly report income and campaign expenditures. She is acting as her own attorney and faces 8 years and 7 months in prison if convicted. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Phillies beat the Angels 5-2, the Orioles over the Athletics 8-5, the Rays beat the Padres 5-4, the Dodgers over the Tigers 6-1, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 16-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Braves, the Padres will go against the Reds, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Yankees will go against the Angels. In high school football, Arroyo Grande defeated the Bearcats 36-7, Atascadero shut out Golden Valley 10-0, Mission Prep beat St. Francis 24-13. The Eagles shut out Santa Maria 49-0. Lindsay beat Morro Bay 48-12. In California news, a hurricane has formed off the coast of Southern California in the Pacific Ocean, but is likely to stay away from land. Hurricane Carina formed on Sunday and has quickly grown to a Category 3 hurricane. It is expected to travel further out into the Pacific, but swells from the storm are likely to cause dangerous conditions along stretches of the coastline in southwest Mexico and the Baja California Peninsula. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state is investing $2.7 billion into more than 150 new transportation projects, some focused on directly benefiting downtown Los Angeles in preparation for the 2028 Olympic Games. The state is providing $2.45 million in funding for these infrastructure improvements, adding safety upgrades to 4 transit stations in LA County. Police are investigating what appears to be a sophisticated cargo theft operation when nearly $70,000 worth of products, including 10,000 cans of beer, disappeared from a distribution center in 2 separate pickups an hour apart. The incident occurred in Montclair at 4545 Brook Street. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. On Friday, we reported on how researchers at UC Riverside have helped to identify a gene that controls whether an avocado tree has an A or B type flowering pattern. Now, this is significant because it can enable breeders to improve the B flowering types, which are trees generally used as pollinators. But with the gene identified, UCR staff researcher Dr. Eric Vogt says they can improve them using marker-assisted selection.
You figure out the genetic marker for the gene, and you screen all of your seedlings for it, like right when they're just started. And then you know immediately, you don't have to wait for them to flower. Any kind of tree crop breeding takes up a lot of space. So you already know ahead of time, if you're looking for a bee flower type, it was going to take us half as much acreage to plant out so many of these bee flower types. The process itself, though, it's a long-term process for breeding avocado. About 5 to 6 years after it's in the ground, then it will flower and have fruit. So you have to wait that period of time. So this cuts that out if we want to just plant bee flower types.
Folks said using gene editing to alter flower type remains many years away, but the genetic marker offers breeders an immediate tool for selecting seedlings.
Western Video Market is headed to the heart of cattle country for their next auction on September 15th. The consignment deadline, though, is just around the corner. It's Monday, August 31st. The auction will be broadcast live from the historic Haythorn Ranch near Ogallala, Nebraska. And you're welcome to attend in person or tune in online at WVMcattle.com. So cattle and sheep producers, be sure to take advantage of the current market momentum and contact your WVM rep today. For all the details, visit WVMcattle.com.
The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Most business owners agree 72% plan to sell their business to fund their retirement, but 98% don't know what their business is worth. A bit of a disconnect, don't you think? Clarity on your business value provides actionable insights for retirement, succession, and estate planning, as well as guidance on improving your company's performance. Business owners, I'm Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. Protect what matters to you and your family. Call today. Learn more about how you can secure your most important asset. 805-635-7200.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation. A tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Oversupply of grapes, declining consumer demand, and rising production costs are forcing California wine grape growers to make choices about whether to keep farming or tear out their vines. Some are trying a third option, mothballing, a term borrowed from storing equipment or other assets out of service while preserving them for future use. In vineyards, it means temporarily halting production while maintaining vines with minimal labor and inputs so they can be returned to full production when market conditions improve. The practice remains relatively rare, but interest is growing. Christopher Chen, a University of California Cooperative Extension Viticulture Advisor for Mendocino, Sonoma, and Lake Counties, estimates mothballing can now be seen in roughly 1 in 20 vineyards in his region, up from virtually none 3 years ago. Chen is studying the practice to fill a major information gap. Quote, I don't know that there's any information on the viticulture books on what to do if you're tight on cash and the industry has collapsed, said Chase Thornhill, owner and general manager of Mendocino Wine Company. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Monday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight, low 50s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with some clouds in the morning, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, sunny skies on Saturday, partly cloudy Sunday and Monday. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid 80s Sunday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart in Paso Robles is having a huge sale now through Labor Day Monday, September 7th. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Buy a mattress over $16.99 and get a free adjustable base. Recliners for as low as $3.99. And don't miss the hot dogs and hamburgers on Labor Day. Ricky's open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground. Renewed fighting between the U.S. and Iran has pushed oil prices higher. Also, markets are now predicting the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates as early as September. Some changes are coming for the auto industry. Nissan and Honda, which had a failed merger attempt last year, now will work together on standard technology for cars and trucks. They'll develop systems and software, and they see those systems coming to cars in fewer than 3 years. Shanghai-based discount retailer Shein launches its stock tomorrow in Hong Kong. Shares are in pre-launch trading and slumped more than 10% today. GameStop shares are up 4%. Though sales this year will likely cool from a year ago, GameStop says it's being helped by its stake in eBay. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselva. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The packaging on hearing aid batteries is sometimes a little difficult to open, and that's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialist is proud to offer the new easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only ones in town stocking them, and for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries, and you'll get the second case free. All you have to do is call Hearing Aid Specialist, 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385.
Matt's Smog is more than smog. They do oil changes as well, and they offer unique oil services with supplemental oil additives and fuel system cleaners, brake work and diagnostics as well. All vehicles receive a comprehensive 29-point inspection, but most importantly, there are no high-pressure sales tactics. Matt's Smog takes care of more than your car. They take care of you. Call 805-237-2601 or head to 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso for Matt's Smog and more.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On August 30, 1881, a battle took place between Apache Indians and the military. Although this wasn't unusual, the cause of the battle and who the Apache were was unusual. Geronimo and other San Carlos Apache leaders were living peaceably on the reservation. During the summer of 1881, there was unrest being stirred up among the White Mountain Apache. It seems that a medicine man known to the whites as the Prophet was telling his people that he could raise the great chiefs from the dead. He and his followers would hold revival-type gatherings, drink the Indians' equivalent of whiskey, and dance. Then the Prophet started saying the great chiefs wouldn't return until the whites were driven from the Indians' country. Until now, the army largely ignored the Prophet, but now the military became concerned. By mid-August, it was decided to arrest the Prophet. On August 29, Major General Eugene Carr, 79 enlisted men and 23 Apache scouts came after the Prophet. Although Carr was concerned about the loyalty of the Indian scouts, he knew he would never find the Prophet without them. The detachment found the Prophet at Cibecue with about 200 armed men. As one soldier said, it was a can of dynamite with a quick fuse attached. And the fuse was lit when the Indians opened fire. Most of the scouts also started firing on the soldiers. During the battle, seven soldiers and the Prophet were killed. But the battle had even broader ramifications. With the death of their medicine man, Apache bands started killing and looting. So the military sent more troops into the area, which resulted in the Chiricahua leaders, including Geronimo, leaving the reservation.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Everybody, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you.
Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Plaskett Fire in Monterey County has reached over 15,000 acres and is at 1% containment. Evacuation warnings continue to pile up, with three extending into San Luis Obispo County line. CAL FIRE says heavy vegetation and limited fire history in the area continue to drive active fire behavior. Fort Hunter Liggett has released its own statements on the Plaskett Fire, saying they are continuing with interagency operations in supporting the U.S. Forest Service and providing personnel, heavy equipment, and a space for a firebase camp. Quote, there is no danger to individuals living or working at Fort Hunter Liggett, and the installation remains secure. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump promising retaliation after the U.S. and Iran exchanged attacks. The U.S. bombarded Iranian troops preparing to launch rockets into the Strait of Hormuz. Iran then fired at air bases.
President Trump told Fox News there will be a U.S. response to the Iranian attack on U.S. forces overnight in Jordan. The president said we're going to hit them hard. There will be a response.
As Fox's Trey Yanks, the search continues for thousands of people still missing after catastrophic flooding in Nepal and China.
At least 900 people have died and more than 4,700 are still missing. Dozens of Americans are included in the nearly 600 foreign nationals reported as missing following the mudslide. A State Department spokesman said on Sunday that 9 Americans have been evacuated, but that there are about 85 Americans unaccounted for.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
To school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Turning out mostly sunny on your Monday with highs in the mid to upper 70s, some clouds tonight, overnight lows at 50, and clouds again early on your Tuesday, And then we'll be in the mid-70s with mostly sunny skies. For your Wednesday, we'll get maybe a little warmer, but not that much. And once again, this thing is wanting to deny. I have no idea why. Okay, so let's see here. We'll try this one. Same one, and nope. Anyway, we're going to be in the no more than the upper 80s by the end of the week into next Monday. Sunny skies, overnight lows right around 50. Okay, so there you go. That's what I have. My access, once again, is denied. Thought I got the new site download, but apparently that's not working either. All right, it happens from time to time because it is the computer. It's not the machine, it's the computer. All right, weather was brought to you by Bass Robles Glass, and remember, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right inside. Okay, let's see, we're ready to go. Freedom of speech. Oh, first let me remind you that American Legion, it's been around Pass Robles since 1924. We'll find out everything they do, including particularly something they do for the kids in the summer regarding some sports. Mr. Dan Payne will be in. We'll talk about that. Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL as we are on the backstretch and headed for no place like home.
Are we supposed to giggle in the solo?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to knock you out, boy. When I find myself in times of trouble,
the Morning Exchange
comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
KPRL.
There you go. Simple, direct, and to the point, just the way we like it. Yes, indeed. Let's see here. This has to do with another song that would just, for many people, just do it as far as annoying. How about Loving You by Minnie Riperton? That would make me crazy. Yes, but you know what about that? That was a number one song. And I wonder if Brand New Key by Melanie was also a number one song. Songs that made us crazy, but enough people liked it to make it to number one. Hi, good morning.
Yes, I am number one. Good morning. How are you? Happy Monday.
Let me talk to your wife about who's number one, would you?
Yeah. She's unavailable right now.
How convenient.
Yes. Hey, so do you still go to Cayucas?
Yeah.
Have you gone a little further up north to San Simeon and check out the whale that's cruising around the pier there in San Simeon?
No, I go to my exact same location Sunday after Sunday, year after year.
Yeah, you like a little variety, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm a bologna sandwich every day. I am so exciting. It's amazing.
Yeah, you made yourself.
Yeah. No, but I heard about that. People fishing off the pier up there, so that doesn't surprise me.
No, it was really neat. We were on motorcycles yesterday and ended up over there at the pier and just watching this thing. It was pretty fascinating. So it looks like it's we're thinking it's like a junior whale that just wasn't able strong enough to swim with the group. So I guess they stay there until the group comes back down in the late winter, early spring. But it's just they're eating the fish. You got these annoying birds all around it. And it was kind of neat to see this part. We thought it was a shadow of the whale, but all of a sudden it's all the fish he's getting, and all of a sudden he's coming up, and you just see these fish just disperse, and it was fascinating. And then you wonder why these birds are going where the whale is, and why not go ahead where the whale's not, and that's where the fish are. But I think birds are pretty stupid. So, but it was. There's a lot of people out there, and there were fishermen and all sorts of stuff. So it was a good day.
Were you getting any smoke from the fire?
No, we that's about as far north as we went, and then we turned around and ended up down in where'd we go? Baywood Park, Los Osos area. So, yeah, but we didn't want to go too far north just because of the smoke and stuff like that. But yeah, the sky was blue and it was nice.
When you were there, were there many boats out there looking at the whales?
No, that's what's surprising. I remember as a kid, we would go deep sea fishing, and we would leave from that pier, but they've rebuilt it. So I think the dock's gone where the boat used to hook up. But there weren't any boats around or anything to look at it. So, and maybe, I don't know, maybe because it's a small whale, it was swimming all over the place. It was not like any sort of rhythm. So maybe it's kind of dangerous with a whale like that. It could hit the boat or something. So, but he didn't hit the pier, but it just would go from one side to the other and up and down. And he's just kind of all over the place. And I think that just is his routine till the family comes back and picks him up.
Do you know if humpback whales or whales in at all get that close to shore? Aren't they usually a few miles out?
Yeah, that I don't know. So I don't know if it's sick. I don't know. It wasn't that big. I mean, for a whale, I mean, it's maybe 30 feet. But it had energy. It kept going back and forth and, you know, getting the fish and doing its thing. But you couldn't see it that well. The color looked okay, but I did think it was kind of unusual being this close and for this long. But it's that cove, so maybe it feels somewhat protected or something.
I don't know. Well, would sharks go after a whale?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And I know there's a couple of sharks, again, over there by between the rock and Cayuga's Pier.
Yeah, so yeah. I know which rock you're talking about.
Yeah, Moro Rock, and yeah, that's so it. But I don't know. I don't know if the whale's big enough that it'd be protected. I'm not sure. Or could defend itself.
That just popped in my head. I don't know why I never thought about it before. I'm just assuming they probably can handle themselves because they're not.
Yeah.
The sharks have a bad reputation because they are not necessarily as aggressive as man makes them out to be.
Yeah.
Although I still don't, I still think about them when I'm in the water.
I don't want to pet one.
I don't want them hanging around like sea lions do. Although, even when sea lions are around, I get out of the water.
Yeah.
Because that means sharks could be coming by to have a little bite to eat, and I don't want them to mistake me. But it is amazing. I know, you know, you probably have done this, like many of our listeners, gone up and seen the pup seals on the beach there.
Oh, yeah. And then, we've gone, and then the what you call it, elephant seals.
Yeah, that's it, the elephant seals.
That's pretty cool.
It is fun to watch. Hey, speaking of nothing, I know that you've been around forever, but did you ever go to the fair and see Dolly Parton when she used to come?
I think so. I know I saw Kenny Rogers there once or twice. And so I'm thinking she was there one of those times.
Yeah, she was there one of those times, and I was just wondering because I know you've gone to a lot of concerts over the years.
Yeah, I know she was there. A friend of mine had a flyer from I think it was 90 or 91, and we were living here then. We'd moved down to Orange County, and so we didn't always come up for the fair. But I know that was a big one. I don't know. I would like to think I did, but you think you'd remember that. I remember Kenny Rogers, but that was it.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
All right, well, then I'm
that's then, it. Have you seen her?
No. She was playing, was she at Vina Robles a few years ago?
Oh, that I don't know.
I think, and it was one of those where, Linda and I said, I'd like to say, I don't particularly care for her music, believe it or not.
Right.
I mean,
I love
country music, and I love Dolly Parton. I just don't, her music isn't country enough for me, but she's got a beautiful voice. But I would go just to watch because she's an entertainer.
Yeah.
That's it. So I think she may have been at Vina Robles. So, all right. I got another call. Yeah, thanks. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, two of the things you were just talking about, Dolly Parton, we saw her, when she was here with Kenny Rogers, whenever that was, quite a while ago. And you're exactly right. You know, whether you really are crazy about her music or not, she's such a great entertainer, you know, that it almost didn't matter. Although, you know, she has, I think, she has a number of really good songs. But anyway, she was a great show to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I like a couple of her songs, but it's not my, that type of country music is not necessarily my cup of tea. But yeah, I wish I would have seen her. I loved her in interviews. She was just what she would say. I pay a lot of money to look this cheap.
Yeah, she did. She had a really fun personality and a great sense of humor and very smart lady, you know, the way she handled herself and handled questions. I know watching her with Johnny Carson were kind of hilarious, like some of the old ones.
Yeah.
But the other thing I just wanted to mention was, you know, the whales, we saw the whales, must have been, I don't know, 20 years ago or so. They came in right there in Avila Bay, and they were right at the end of the, remember that pier where the old Port Inn was?
Yeah.
They came right up there, and they were humpbacks, and they were coming up with their mouths wide open, you know, just catching all kinds of fish. But they were right there. I mean, we were, you know, really surprised. You know, the whole restaurant went out and was watching them, and there was at least two that I can think of, and they were full-grown humpback whales. So they do come in kind of close to the shore, I guess, if it's deep enough.
I wonder, and do you remember if there were kayakers out there?
Yeah, there were some kayakers out there. And, you know, because the whales would bring, you know, would be going after fish, there was all kinds of sea life. It was like a crazy circus. I remember there were pelicans. There must have been, I don't know, 20 pelicans, and you know they were just dive bombing into the water, you know, catching the fish that the whales were chasing up to the surface. It was a really strange incident. You know, never seen anything like it.
It's amazing when that happens. The commotion going on in the water, you can see it. You know, ripple, and it's, you know, it's not, you know, 10 or 15 feet. It's for quite a stretch.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's the whole thing. And as I say, everybody in the restaurant came out and was standing out there on the pier just watching the whole thing. You know, it was quite a deal.
I asked the question of the previous caller. Do you know if whales, like, you know, for example, the kayaker, would they go after them, or would they just inadvertently, you know, bump into them, something like that?
Yeah, it's pretty much inadvertent. I mean, the only ones that might attack would be a killer whale, but even them, I don't think they really would, for the most part, unless they really thought it was a seal and they were really starving or something. But otherwise, yeah, you just have to, you know, obviously, you got to give way, give them plenty of room, because they may not want to hit you, but if they happen to, you know, just flick you with one of their pectoral fins or their fluke, you know, you're going to be.
I don't know if I would have enough guts to go on a kayak and be around that.
I don't think I would either. I believe, this is, as I say, probably 20 years ago, I believe the kayakers just happened to be in the water at the time. I don't think they went in there specifically for the whales, although there was quite a commotion. I mean, between seagulls and pelicans, you know, dropped out of the sky, and then these two, maybe even three whales coming up with their mouths wide open, just taking in these fish. It was an amazing moment, and we were just glad to be down in that. I was working down in San Luis at that time, and so my wife and I just went out there and watched, and it was just crazy, you know.
Mm, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, it, you know, Mother Nature is amazing at times, isn't she?
She absolutely is. You got to respect her, you know. Whether you go overboard or not about it, you know, you got to respect it. And I think most people do. It's impressive when you see something like that.
Oh yeah. You know, we're having some issues here on the coast, inland. About the bears, you know, with the cattle ranchers are having a problem. And I guess in some areas elsewhere, lions. But, you know, I know they do damage in ranchers and that kind of stuff. They don't care for them. But when I see them in the wild, because I've seen a bear and I've seen a lot of mountain lions, they're just absolutely gorgeous to watch when they run.
Oh, they're so impressive. You're absolutely right. I mean, between their power and their speed and their strength, it's you know, you just have to step back and respect. And obviously, there's places where you know our two cultures interact, and unfortunately, I can understand ranchers having to chase them off or shoot them off of their land if they're bothering their herds, but I, for the most part, I think everybody kind of learns to live together as far as the wild animals and the humans, unless you get these hard times where there's not a lot of food or whatever else, and then you just have to understand, you know, that they're not thinking that much about you; they're thinking about trying to get whatever they're trying to get.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you for your call.
Yeah, sure. No, thanks. Right. Bye.
Good news, humans. Low nutritional value. Humans have a high bone-to-fat ratio and lack the rich blubber or calories orcas require. All right, so they would just spit you out, so don't worry about it. Hi, good morning. Can you turn your radio down, please?
Yes, gone. Yeah, hey. I saw Dolly both at Vina Robles and at Paso Robles when she was with Kenny Rogers. And great show. I love Dolly. And the funny thing about the show at the fair was that they still had the runway that ran out into the audience where people could walk out and away from the front stage.
Yeah.
And we sat on the left wing there behind the stage so that when we saw her from the side and from the back. And it's an interesting optical illusion with Dolly. When you see it from the back, you see how tiny she really is. She's barely 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
And so you see it when you see it from the back, she's such a tiny person with a little tiny waist, but she's such a big person when you see her from the front in full life with her personality and her comments and her humor and her music. It's just a wonderful show to see. I really enjoyed it.
Now, she's got she's had that Her smile helped show off that personality.
Yeah, just her whole life was just a big smile, you know. And she gave away hundreds of millions of dollars. And I think she's still worth $535 or $600 million in cash because she did so well with her managing. She's a very smart woman.
You know, when there was that fire back there in the Smoky Mountains a few years ago, she was paying. She continued to pay people.
She paid people $1,000 a month for, I think, 3 years or something. It was crazy.
Yes, something along those lines, yeah. And I don't think there was much publicity about it because she probably didn't want it.
No, and then she also raised the literacy rate for millions of children. And then the thing was in Sevier County, she started paying kids to graduate from high school. And the dropout rate went from 65% to 5%. The graduation rate was 95% at the end of her term, and then she gave everybody who went there college scholarships. So she was all about giving back.
Well, indeed she did, but she gave the rest of us a lot too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's a wonderful person. And her song, The Coat of Many Colors, is such a good example of how you can live your life with gratitude for what you have.
Indeed. Yep. Yep. Well, thank goodness we have the technology that she'll live forever.
Yeah, yeah. And they've been a Robles show. I think she showed up with three musicians, and she played the piano, guitar, and the auto harp a couple of times. And she was just like she was inviting you into her living room. It was a very, very pleasant show.
Mm. Fortunate you were able to see her.
Yeah, I love her. Yep. I got to love her. Yep. Good person.
Yep, indeed. All right, thanks, Doc. Bye. Let's see here. I think Magellan and Whales Will Eat Shark Correction. This one is a shark. Duh. All right, so not recommending you go swimming with the whales, but they're not interested in eating you. Let's see here. Human body density, lung structure, and diving gear create a unfamiliar acoustic signature on whatever this is. Okay. Let's see here. Yes, Vina Robles took my daughter. So much fun. All right. Yeah, I think that, again, was a couple years ago. And, you know, we've all done this. You say, you know, I should have done this. I should have, and you didn't. And I know there are a lot more important things, but I wish that we would have gone. But I think one of the issues for me is because of the hours. I can't go to concerts that end at 9, 10 o'clock at night and come into work. Years ago I could. I just can't do it anymore. But, you know, sometimes you say, you know what, I'm going to bite the bullet because, you know, people don't last and they stop touring and stuff, and I'd like to just go see them. You know, I did it with, I didn't care for the Monkees, but I said, you know, I'm going to go see Mickey Dolenz. It was a couple of years ago. It was terrible, but I'm glad I went. I like B.J. Thomas, but he was nearing the end, and I'm glad I went. And a couple of other shows. And, you know, they're just not going to be around. And I hate to say, you know, I could have gone. I was just to whatever, and I didn't go. And next thing you know, they stop touring or they pass on. So, anyway, I'm sure, again, most of us have done that. Let's see here. We only got, we only have a minute left. So, let's see. Anything interesting in history on this day? Other than Froggy and Princess Di passing away. First automobile trip to the top of Mount Washington in 1899. Okay. First United States bank robbery. Over 162,000. This was in 1798. Now, one of the bank robbers died of yellow fever shortly after being arrested. The other, he returned the money in exchange for a pardon. Now, that was way back when, in 1798. And here it is. This kind of led to today's trivia question. August 1993, this day, the album featuring 27 songs by Barney the Purple Dinosaur is released. It included the classic song, I Love You, which is played at the end of each TV episode. Okay, Barney's favorites called Volume Number 1. All right, folks, that is it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Cal Fire has scheduled a series of prescribed burns in partnership with numerous agencies at the Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve this week. The burning is planned to start today and end Sunday, September 6th, weather permitting. County Public Works announced that the new bridge on Creston Road at Quail Creek has opened a week ahead of schedule. The bridge was first closed for construction on June 1st and experienced significant structural damage during the 2023 winter storms. Detour and traffic closure signs will be removed and traffic patterns will return to normal. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Mr. Dan Payne. We're going to be talking about the American Legion and all they do, particularly for the youth. And they've been around Paso, I believe, since 1924. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day and the weather. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.